The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to podcast episode number 101, being recorded on July 3rd, 2007. Well, this week I am in Gettysburg, attending a Gilder Lehrman Institute American History Workshop, and so myself and about 30 or 40 other teachers are intensely studying Lincoln. Particularly, we're looking at Lincoln and race, and how that affected his life and his presidency and the actions he took as President of the United States. But yesterday, I was able to have a very unique experience. We had some lectures in the morning and did some work in the afternoon, and then many of us went out to the battlefield and for the first time or for the 10th time saw the Gettysburg battlefield. And one of the things that I really love about history, and I think that really helped develop the passion that I have for history, is the fact that history can make a connection between the physical place and what happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 200 years ago, 1,000 years ago. And that's one of the things that really, I think, has allowed me to become passionate about history. As many historians are aware, the Gettysburg battle actually took place over 3 days in July. So the battle took place on the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd. And so I was able to go out yesterday, and there were about 8 of us that went together as a group. Some of us were touring the battlefield for the first time, and some of us were touring the battlefield for like the 10th time or the 12th time. And we were able to learn from the people that had been there before and kind of point out some things. But since it was the anniversary, it made that whole event kind of a little bit special. We first got there, went to the visitor center and saw the electric map, which, if you've been to Gettysburg, it's a huge map that's on actually the floor of almost like an arena type looking environment. People sit on seats and you can look down, and it's about a half an hour long, and it illustrates by lighting up different lights what actually happened during the 3 days of the Battle of Gettysburg. So we watched that first, and actually that's something that's kind of a controversy right now, because they're developing a new visitor center and there's some talk that that will not be included in the new visitor center, or that they'll change it in some way to a different format. So that's kind of a topic of discussion here in Gettysburg amongst especially the people that live in Gettysburg and love the electronic map. But anyway, after we went to the visitor center, we went out to the actual battlefield, and we were able to tour the spots of the battle that were actually taking place at that exact time 144 years ago. So for example, we went to Little Round Top, and we got to Little Round Top in the afternoon, right as the battle would have been happening in full blaze, right there on the field before us. So that was pretty incredible to be able to stand there and think about what was happening. And the other interesting thing about what happened yesterday on our tour was that the weather is absolutely beautiful here in Gettysburg this week. And many of the locals and people that have been here before said that many times in July it's very hot, very stifling, very humid. And yesterday was an absolutely perfect day, probably mid-70s, slight breeze, crystal clear sky, just absolutely gorgeous. And so we were able to tour the battlefield on an incredible day in July that typically is not this cool. I did take quite a few pictures, and one of the things that I want to bring back to my classroom is they have an observation deck, not the classic observation deck that was taken down a couple years ago, but they have a metal observation deck. And you go up about, I would say, probably 6 or 7 different stories, and it gives you a great overview of Little Round Top, and you can see the field, picket marched across. And so one of the things I was able to do with my camera was to take some video sweeping across the field, so that as I go back and teach Gettysburg next year, I have that video where I can give students a grasp for what it was actually like for those Confederates as they went across and attacked the Union on July 3rd. So that was an incredible experience. And, you know, it's just one of those things where as you're standing there on a day that's as beautiful and and the sky is blue and all those things, you know, you think about the absolute end of this, the other end of the spectrum, what it must have been like on those 3 days during the battle. And, you know, we've heard different tour guides and different, you know, park rangers and different things like that. You know, many of those Confederates, as they stood across and looked across, they knew that they were marching to their death. I mean, they knew that there was no way they were going to survive the onslaught. And, you know, the amount of dedication that those soldiers had as they did that really makes you step back and think about the Civil War and how both sides had such dedication and such a feeling that what they were doing was to preserve their country, whether they believed that that was the Confederate States of America or that was the Union. They believed that they were giving their lives for what they believed in. And I think that, you know, as we come to Gettysburg and we see the cemetery, and today we see the memorials, the statues to both Confederates and Union troops, I think that's something very important to think about, that it was both sides really believing so strongly in their way of life, their country, that that is what helped make the United States that it is today. So, I mean, it's just an incredible place of respect, and you know, it was an amazing feeling, and one of those spiritual type times that you actually go to a place, and as an historian, as a teacher, you feel that connection. I mean, you don't see it, you don't, you know, read about it, but you actually feel it, you know, deep in your gut, that you're actually at a place that was very historically significant, and you can just feel that as you walk the grounds. One thing that we plan on doing a couple days from now is we're going to get up, a couple of us are going to get up pretty early and go over to the battlefield and actually march across the field that the Confederates did on that day. We're going to try and do that early in the morning, basically as the sun rises. So hopefully we'll be able to report a little bit on that in a couple of days. But just an incredible day yesterday. You know, just got extremely lucky with the weather and all the different things. Today, July 3rd, we're actually going into Washington, D.C., and one of the things we're going to tour in Washington is the old soldiers' home, basically the summer White House for Lincoln, and very interested to see that. They mentioned that quite a bit in the book Mr. Lincoln's T-Mails, and how that was one of the places that he read quite a few of the telegram messages that he got during the Civil War, so I'm very excited to see that. So just an incredible day here in Gettysburg. It's an absolutely beautiful campus. Gettysburg College is just full of old buildings, and everything's been extremely clean and peaceful and calm, and it's just a gorgeous campus here in the middle of a very historic place. So, all right, well, thank you so much for listening. If you have any comments, as always, you can send them to speakingofhistory@gmail.com, or you can also go to the blog and just post a comment directly on the blog. The blog is located at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. So thanks for listening, and as always, remember that history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Go out and live history and see what's out there. All right, we'll talk again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.